business is conditional use number 2321, Coastal Properties LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2321 for Coastal Properties LLC for a kitchen and bathroom showroom based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicants are seeking a kitchen and bathroom showroom on a 0.248-acre property on the corner of Beaver Dam Road and Stingy Lane, I said Stingy, in the community known as Belltown. Two, the applicants have a documented history of noncompliance with regard to the property, including the construction of a two-story garage without a building permit, a complete remodel of a dwelling without a proper permit confirming compliance with building code requirements. The unpermitted garage was constructed in violation of county setbacks, trash violations, a shed placed upon the property without a permit, an outdoor second floor stairway and other construction occurring in spite of the unpermitted and violated structures on the property, and multiple untagged vehicles parked on the small parcel. There have been multiple visits to this property by county inspectors, yet there has been very slow progress in bringing it into compliance with county zoning and building codes. In short, there is a history of aggravated noncompliance on this property by these applicants that does not support the approval of a conditional use upon it. Three, although Belltown is evolving with commercial uses along Route 9, the area along Beaver Dam Road remains primarily residential in nature. The use as a kitchen and bathroom showroom is inconsistent with the nature and character of this area of Belltown. There was also testimony from neighboring residential property owners that this proposed use would be detrimental to the use and enjoyment of their home and inconsistent with the residential nature of the community. For those reasons, a conditional use for a showroom is not appropriate here. Four, this small, less than a quarter acre, 0.248-acre parcel is not large enough to accommodate the needs of the proposed showroom and the traffic generated by it. There was testimony in the record that cars, trucks, and equipment are parked all over the entire site, including its setback areas and even beyond the property boundaries. This small parcel of property is not an appropriate location for this type of conditional use and the traffic and vehicles that would be associated with it. Five, there's no room on this small property for delivery trucks. There was testimony in the record that delivery trucks have blocked Stingy Lane and the neighbors' use of that roadway for vehicular access. Six, in general, this use should be located on a property that is appropriately sized for it and in an area that is appropriately zoned for this type of use. A conditional use for a kitchen and bathroom showroom is not appropriate for this location and it should be denied.
I second.
Newton seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2321, Coastal Properties LLC, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those,
yep.
Oh, we'll call the roll, please. There you go. Almost did it. Okay. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons stated and for the reason condition stated in the motion.
Okay.
Well, you're voting in favor of the motion to deny, so yeah.
Right.
That's just so we're clear on that.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Right. Yep. Okay. Ms. Hoyt-Stevenson.
I'm voting in favor of the condition to deny for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Okay.
I'm voting in favor for the reasons stated.
Okay. Mr. Mears?
I'm voting to deny for the reasons stated.
Okay. And the chair votes to deny for the reasons stated. The motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. So we're clear, I just want to make sure the record. So you're voting in favor of the motion to deny,
Mr.
Mears.
Correct.
And Mr. Wheatley. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Because the way you said it, I'm voting to deny, it sounded like you're voting to deny the motion. You're voting in favor of the motion to deny the condition.
Exactly.
Okay. Just want to make that clear.
We're so used to all in favor,
yes.
All opposed, yes.
Well, got it. Well, we're all in favor.
Yes.
We're all in favor.
A yes for the no. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. This is over clear.
Complicated.
That's your job, here. Right?
Okay. I hope you all are enjoying this. See, our next item is subdivision 2021-24, Fisher's Point.
So do we need some more?
That's up to you all. I know there was some conversation last time about this one. So
yeah, I'd like for us to defer it.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we need to discuss anything
any
about
discussion?
It?
Anything anyone want to discuss, anything?
Oh, we talked about
the entrance.
The entrance, moving the entrance because of
I guess, is there any feeling one way or another, you know, about what you want to do on that?
And I certainly understand the concept that he's wanted to develop that one because there's already an entrance there.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm concerned about the neighbors that are already there and then the fact that it could be moved on the other end, and there's nothing in front of that this time. And there were several people that did speak out about that.
So we're just going to have some discussions with council between now and then?
Or you can, if you want to help you draft a motion on it.
That would be up to you.
What's your disposition, Chairman?
It's difficult. I feel for the neighbors in that situation. I think that as far as from purely land use and land planning, the plan that was offered probably makes the best use. But I also know that the engineers are creative, and they could probably find a way to do it if we felt strongly enough about it. So, with the rest, anyone else want to weigh in on whether or not the entrance, we feel strongly enough about it that
I'm okay with the entrance location.
Sure. Okay.
It's the most efficient use of the property.
That's
the
true.
I see it.
I agree. That's my point.
But you're not the one with the lights shining in your bedroom every time somebody
sure comes. Thanks, you know, bedroom. Yeah. I have blinds still.
Are we aware of any way to mitigate that situation? Is there anything that, I guess there's really just nothing you can do about headlights, I guess.
I don't know how you would.
Even if we realign the entrance, it's still going to shine in a direction.
Right.
Okie dokie.
Clear on it now? Yeah. Handle that color.
I'm sure, Mr. Hopkins, I'm sure you feel much better now.
Right. I appreciate y'all's thoughts on it. I'm not really sure where I stand on it. I feel for both sides of this
right
thing.
I get it.
I know you do, and I do too. Yeah. And I also recognize, you know, good land planning when I see it, and it's a good plan.
Okay.
The problem is, it's just an unfortunate, where it is.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
If it were moved, it would upset me.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, everybody. Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2021-24, Fisher's Point, I move to defer for further consideration.
A second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-24, Fisher's Point. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. The next item is subdivision 2021-32, Riverwood.
Mr. Chairman, in taking into consideration we might be able to get out of here 2 or 3 minutes sooner, I'm going to ask council to read my motion for me.
I got it. Thanks. Thanks for handing it down. Thank you, Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins' motion is to move that the commission grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2021-32 for Riverwood based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is seeking approval of a clustered subdivision within the AR1 zoning district. The applicant is seeking clustered lots with a minimum area of 7,500 square feet. Two, as stated by the applicant, the proposed subdivision will have no more than 117 lots on 58.6 acres. This is within the permitted density for the site. Three, the location is in the low density area according to the current Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The proposed subdivision is appropriate in this area according to the plan. The proposed project complies with the comprehensive plan and the zoning code. Four, the applicant has addressed the items contained in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Five, the proposed development will comply with all DLDOT roadway entrance and entrance requirements. Six, there will be a 30-foot perimeter buffer around the entire site. Seven, the proposed subdivision contains approximately 27 acres of open space, which represents about 46% of the entire site. This includes 23 acres of contiguous open space. Eight, there are non-tidal wetlands on this site. These regulated wetlands will be preserved and protected by a 25-foot buffer. Nine, the project will be served by central water and sewer. 10, the subdivision is based on a design that is superior to a standard subdivision. The design includes a substantial amount of open space with amenities. 11, the applicant has complied with the design process of section 115-25E of the zoning code by seeking to identify and preserve environmentally sensitive areas first, and then locating the lots and amenities outside of those areas. Tree removal is also limited to the minimum amount necessary to develop the property. Wetlands and waterways have been avoided, and scenic views are preserved by limiting back-to-back lots with spacing between them. 12, the subdivision meets the purpose of the zoning and subdivision codes and the comprehensive plan in that it promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County. And 13, the preliminary approval is subject to the following. A, there shall be no more than 117 lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall confirm that approximately 46% of the site remains as open space, subject to the final engineering of the site. C, the developer shall establish a homeowners association responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. D, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. E, there shall be a vegetated or forested buffer that is at least 30 feet wide installed along the perimeter of this subdivision adjacent to lands of other ownership. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the buffer area, which is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior of the development. And the final site plan shall identify the limits of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. F, there shall be a minimum buffer from regulated non-tidal wetlands of at least 25 feet. Where trees currently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of this buffer area, which again is the edge of the buffer nearest the interior development. And the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance to prevent disturbance of the buffer area. G, the development shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. H, sidewalks shall be installed on at least one side of all internal streets with a connection to the DLDOT multimodal path. A system of downward screen street lighting shall also be provided. I, amenities including a pool and bathhouse shall be constructed and open to use by residents of this development on or before the issuance of the 70th residential building permit. The final site plan shall contain details as to the size and location of these amenities. J, the subdivision shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection. K, street design shall meet all or exceed all Sussex County standards. L, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographic Mapping Office. M, construction site work and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and the hours of 7 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. No Sunday hours shall be permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. And the applicant shall coordinate with a local school district regarding the location of a school bus stop within the subdivision if required by the school district. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. Oh, the final site plan and declaration of restrictions shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and they shall include the agricultural use protection notice. P, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan depicting all landscaping to be provided or preserved in all the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also clearly show all forested areas that will be preserved. The landscape plan shall also identify a limit of disturbance within the site. Q, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. R, revised preliminary site plan either depicting or noting these conditions must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning. And last but not least, S, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-32, Riverwood, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye.
Yeah, I'm just never going to get that, am I? Okay. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
I vote. Now you got me all twisted up here. I want to make sure I'm voting in favor of the motions, in favor of the motion for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
I also vote yes for the motion for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. And the motion carries 5-0. Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2323, Leslie Brosis.
So commissioners, if you wouldn't mind, on this one, there was testimony in the record that there was likely not any restrictive covenants. We just want to make sure of that. I've requested a search of that, of the title. I just don't have the results back. I don't want to delay this unnecessarily, but I just don't have that information yet. And we just need to know that.
Let's defer.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we might get out of here 5 or 6 minutes early because...
Yeah, do defer. Make a motion to defer.
Okay, make a motion to defer.
Seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2323, Leslie Bruce's. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
He's already in daylight savings time.
Sleep deprived.
Next item is...
I text Vince on the way here.
Next item is conditional use number 2324, Zachary Bedell.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, we're going to get out of here 5 or 6 minutes early because council's going to read my motion till.
Okay.
Been one ahead all day. So this is Mr. Mears's motion, and he moves that the commission approve conditional use number 2324 for Zachary Bedell for an automotive and boat repair business with several strict conditions based upon the record made in the public hearing and for the following reasons. And I will say at the outset, Mr. Mears and I worked on this one at some length. As you'll see, there's some unique timing conditions in it with regard to compliance. And we also consulted with staff on this, so there would be, you know, markers that had to be hit with things that had to occur, and then it would come back to you all to see. So that's not part of the motion. That's an editorial just on how we got to this point. Number one, the applicant is seeking approval of a small automobile and boat repair business on property owned by his family. It is a small business started by the applicant, and it has grown to the point where it must have a conditional use approval to continue. Two, there are many neighbors who appeared and testified with concerns about the applicant's current operations on the property and the condition of the property in general. The conditional use with the requirements imposed by it will clean up the property and set limitations on what the applicant can and cannot do on the property. Three, the use as a small automobile and boat repair business, if conducted properly, can be a benefit to property owners and businesses in the area by providing a convenient location for the service. Four, if operated correctly and in compliance with the conditions of approval, this use is consistent with other conditional uses in the area, including a boat and RV storage facility. Five, this conditional use, or this small use with the conditions of approval on it, will not generate a significant amount of traffic on area roadways. Six, the property is in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. A small business use like this can be an appropriate use within this area according to the plan. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to the repair and maintenance of vehicles, boats, and equipment. B, there was a concern stated during the hearing about burning that has occurred on the site. No outdoor fires or burning shall be permitted on the site. C, no junked, inoperable, untitled, or unregistered vehicles, boats, or trailers shall be stored on the site. D, no sales of vehicles, trailers, boats, or equipment shall be permitted on the site. E, the area of the conditional use shall be limited to a 1/2 acre area on the site. This area shall be fenced with a 6-foot-tall solid fence to screen the view from neighboring properties and roadways. The Connex-style metal freight containers must be located within this 1/2 acre fenced area. This fenced in acre shall be completely outside of all setbacks on the property. F, all repairs, maintenance, and other work must occur within the 1/2 acre fenced area. All vehicles, boats, trailers, equipment, or other items associated with a conditional use must be located within this fenced area at all time. G, all existing vehicles, boats, trailers, equipment, tractors, machinery, junk, and scrap metal or materials of any kind shall be relocated inside of the 1/2 acre fenced area. None of these items or anything else not used for residential purposes shall be stored outside of the 1/2 acre fenced area. F, although a final site plan is required as part of this conditional use, the fence around the 1/2 acre area shall be permitted and installed within 6 months of the approval of the conditional use by Sussex County Council. Failure to construct this fence within this time frame shall be grounds for the termination of this conditional use. H, the property shall be cleaned up within 6 months of the approval of this conditional use by Sussex County Council. Not cleaned up by Sussex County Council. Cleaned up with 6 months of the approval of the conditional use by County Council. Bring your shovels. with all the existing vehicles, boats, trailers, equipment, tractors, machinery, junk, and scrap materials of any kind either removed from the property or relocated into the 1/2 acre fenced area. Failure to abide by this requirement shall be grounds for termination of this conditional use. Aye, there shall be no more than 10 vehicles and/or boats, including the trailers, boats and trailers being considered one item, in total on the property at any one time. J, the 1/2-acre fenced area in the conditional use shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. K, the violation of any of these conditional use, or these conditions of approval at any time may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. L, the final site plan for this conditional use shall be reviewed and approved by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And M, this conditional use shall be automatically reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission with a report from staff within 1 year from the date of approval by Sussex County Council to review compliance and determine if its existence has any adverse impacts upon the neighboring and adjacent properties. It shall continue to be reviewed annually by the commission unless A, it is terminated, or B, the commission determines that such annual reviews are no longer necessary.
Excuse me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Should we add a condition about the proper disposal of oils and...
And I think we need to add in hours of operation.
Okay.
Because we had testimony that work was occurring all hours of the night.
Okay. What are the hours of operation that you would like to include?
I think we should limit them to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 on Saturday.
7 to 6 p.m.? 7 a.m.?
7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 to 2 on Saturday.
Okay. Let me just jot that down. So that would amend the motion. So we'll add a new condition. And that all oils, liquids, and other fluids of any kind associated with the use shall be disposed of properly. And then O, the hours of operation shall be limited to the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 p.m. until 2 p.m. on Saturdays with no Sunday hours of operation.
Exactly. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2324. Zachary Bedell, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Call the roll. Strauss.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate.
Yes, for the reasons and conditions in the motion.
Mr. Mears.
Yes, for my reasons and conditions in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.